SA and SS Guards. If torture was the essence of National Socialism, as the Austrian philosopher and concentration camp survivor Jean Améry suggested, then the early SA and SS camps stood at the center of the emerging Third Reich. To be sure, not all guards were torturers, not in 1933 and not after. Early on, individual SA and SS men still had to find their roles, and some shied away from hands-on violence against defenseless prisoners. In one exceptional case, an SS guard even protested against the beating of an elderly man, only to be shouted down by his comrades. For them, prisoner abuse was fast becoming second nature. The violence began on arrival. The breaking of newcomers, stripping them of their dignity and asserting the dominance of the authorities, was a common ritual in totalitarian institutions, but it was taken to extremes in early SA and SS camps. From the start, the guards used violence to communicate a simple message. The prisoners were worthless and at their mercy. Screaming men surrounded bewildered newcomers and showered them in abuse. "Get out, you swine!" a Dachau guard shouted in early July 1933 as a truck discharged a group of prisoners. "I'll make you run, for Christ's sake! I will shoot the hole into your noodle!" Verbal abuse went hand in hand with physical assaults, as SA and SS men kicked, beat, and whipped their victims. Often this was followed by punishing exercises and a brief speech from the officer in charge, laced with more threats. Many prisoners had to undergo a bodily search, and occasionally they were photographed and fingerprinted, reinforcing the message that they were dangerous criminals and would be treated as such. All these practices established the template for the prisoner welcome, an elaborate routine of humiliation and violence that would soon become a permanent feature of the SS concentration camp system. Every prisoner, young and old, male and female, was fair game for SA and SS guards. They beat inmates with hands and fists, and an array of weapons like truncheons, whips, and sticks. Skin was slashed, jaws smashed, organs ruptured, bones broken. Mock executions were widespread too, as were other degrading practices. The torturers shaved their victims' body hair, ordered them to beat each other, force-fed them cast.